Hi, everyone, and thank you for joining New Jersey Wedding Podcasts. We are your hosts, Andrea Pertel and Celia Milton, and we are both professional wedding officiants located here in New Jersey. And we thank you for joining us today for another great episode. Hey, Celia, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm fantastic. And it is going to be a great episode. We're really looking forward to it. Oh, excellent. We have Mary Pasalacqua, who is the current owner of the award-winning, she's too modest to tell you that, but I have no problem at all, the Wolverton Inn in Stockton, New Jersey. They have created a beautiful environment. It's a 10-acre historic country estate with just amazing, genuine Wolverton hospitality. It's the perfect setting for anyone looking for, you know, that faraway place, that destination wedding, but it's close to home. It really is an oasis, a peaceful getaway to celebrate a reunion, an inspiring retreat, propose marriage, renew your vows, or plan the actual wedding. They can accommodate every size group from classic personal celebrations like small elopements to micro weddings to gatherings on a much grander and more beautiful scale of 200 guests. And we are so excited to hear all about the really interesting and fabulous new plans that Mary has going on down there. So Mary, tell us about what's going on.
Okay, good afternoon, Celia and Andrea. And thank you, first of all, for inviting me to join your podcast. And I want you to know that I did take some time to listen to some prior versions over the last couple of weeks and really enjoyed the opportunity to visit, in quotes, places that I haven't been to in the past, but certainly would love to if I have the time. So I think this is such a great resource that you've created for people in the business, our peers, but also, of course, the clients, people thinking about planning weddings and special events all over New Jersey, and all the different ways that you work with clients to, you know, to help them along. And this is a great addition to what you already do so
well. Thank you.
We've enjoyed working with your officiants for the last couple of years. And I thought what I could do today for your listeners is perhaps start with a bit of a broader story regarding the Wolverton Inn and then lead quickly into the topic at hand, which is the weddings. Of course, it's all about New Jersey weddings, right?
Fantastic.
So with that, Wolverton Inn started out as a private residence, like many historic estates around this area of New Jersey, which is really on the border of Pennsylvania. So we're in the heart of Hunterdon County, and of course, right over the river to beautiful Bucks County, Pennsylvania. So an absolutely glorious, well-preserved country oasis, as you said. It's a great word to describe this little, our neck of the woods. And honestly, as many people come here every day and every week, they are all shocked to discover that we are in New Jersey. It's very
beautiful. Right.
So but yet we're not far from home in any direction. And so we draw, you know, we draw clients from Brooklyn and from the shore towns and from Philadelphia, New York City, Connecticut, New England, Maryland, you know, anywhere within a couple of hours, whether it's for overnight getaways or retreats. And of course, weddings, you know, marriage celebrations. But Wolverton Inn started out as a private residence, and it was built in 1792.
Wow.
Originally, the manor house still stands and very, very well preserved over the years. And up until about 40 years ago, did continue to be a residence and a working farm. And at that time, the owners decided that it was something they couldn't sell as a residence and wanted to perhaps convert to a guest house. So Wolverton Inn was converted to, wasn't Wolverton Inn at the time. It was someone's home, but they converted to a bed and breakfast, a very modest guest house. And along the lines of today's maybe Airbnb concepts with bathrooms down the hall and one perhaps spooky feeling home, but off the beaten path, so to speak. And over the years, traded hands a couple of times until it became, an award-winning property back in about 10, 15 years ago initially. with the addition of a few cottages that were built very tastefully done by a local architect. And he really, with the owners, put the property on the map and won awards in Philly Magazine and in New Jersey and the county for design and really kind of spiked up the recognition of the property. Again, changed hands two more times, but always in careful care. So I would say all of the owners have taken care of the property, kept it with a nice balance of all of its historic charm and characteristics, a lot of authenticity that you'll find here, but also modern amenities, luxurious type of accommodations now. And really what Mario and I have focused on a lot in the last 8 years or so has been the overall aesthetics and feel of the entire 10 acres. So we have put a lot of effort into the grounds.
Grounds are gorgeous there.
The ground that, you know, outdoor, really preserving and upgrading the landscape. So we've done some landscape architecture projects, adding some fountains and some stonework and some patios. And a couple of years ago, we actually took on a major renovation of our historic barn. I'll just pause by a second and saying that up until this point, really, Wolverton Inn has been hosting weddings for the last 30 plus years. And we've welcomed guests back who will say, I was married here 30 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
So there is a history of not only being a bed and breakfast and a nice little getaway location for people in the area, but also for weddings. So, you know, small weddings, elopements, we don't have minimums, which is, I think, one aspect of our world that's unique, perhaps, and that we welcome people any time of year. And really, the maximum would be really more like around, you know, 180, 200 people, probably 200 plus is pushing it for our property. Anything up to that, we love doing small weddings and micro weddings. We have the added benefit of offering destination overnight accommodations. Mm-hmm. And that's one element of staying at Wolverton Inn that allows you to enjoy the hospitality and the service and, of course, our delicious breakfasts, but also just relax and enjoy the company. So for couples and families who want to really celebrate the union of you know, the people getting married, but also the families who are coming together to meet each other or get to know each other better, the friends who've come in from out of town, there's a nice relaxed feel to staying here and perhaps even just waking up the next day and having breakfast with the folks who came to your wedding the night before. And there are couples who really value that and really look forward to that. And it really warms our hearts to be able to be the hosts that were chosen to, you know, to carry out this very, very special occasions for, could just be 12, 15, 20 people, or it could be a larger group. So weddings are really a special aspect of the Wolverton Inn, and we do focus primarily on the outdoors up until now, but also really year-round events using our manor house. But turning the page, this summer we will be opening our historic barn. The project has been really underway for really about 5 years. And I would say that with the help of our architect and a wonderful team of contractors, we have very carefully restored the barn to bring back and preserve as much of the original features, as many of the original features as we could, meaning the stone walls, the beams, the trusses, and a lot of unique little findings that you'll see as you explore the place, but also making it safe and attractive and useful for people, not animals. So
wait a second. We have to talk about the animals because so you have the most. We have to talk about them. Maybe not now, but you'll bring it up later.
No, that's okay. It's a good time to pause and just mention, because I didn't mention it before, that you know there. I mentioned briefly that the property was an operating farm, and actually there were 100 acres owned by the prior residents up until probably, I'm thinking it was in the 60s or 70s. When they sold most of the land to an adjacent farmer. I will mention that the adjacent farm is under the New Jersey Preservation protection. So the farm is always going to remain preserved and beautiful, rolling hills and just gorgeous sunsets and sunrises. The landscape is just to die for. So we're very, very fortunate in terms of our location and our neighbors. But we do have the 6 sheep that are our permanent residents, if you will, but are also our mascots and our greeters. And I have to say, guests just love feeding the sheep and meeting the sheep and taking pictures and, you know, watching the sheep. They're very entertaining at different times of day.
They very much are. Yes. Yeah. What a great photo op, too. Yeah.
And you saw there's some great photo ops. In fact, a good number of our couples like to jump into the sheep, well, with help, with guidance, they can go into the sheep pen, what's not usually allowed, but we'll make special exceptions for photo opportunities on a wedding day. And the sheep will lose if you bring them food. So that is actually a nice feature, and some people really value being in this kind of farm-like setting, even though we're not officially a farm anymore, but we do have a nice sheep pasture and the sheep are around all times of year.
Excellent. That's what's so nice about there. You can, your photographs for your wedding, you don't need to leave. You can take such beautiful photos, wedding photos outside as well as inside the historic buildings. It's just gorgeous. And you said the sunset and all. And the sheep.
Yeah, no, that's right. There are a lot of different beautiful backdrops for photo opportunities, you know, the couple by themselves or with family, the first looks, you know, and we're fairly, you know, non-prescribed when it comes to, especially for smaller weddings, you know, you pick the place where you'd like to get married. What, I know in any of our common areas where it might just speak to you. It might be a magnolia tree. It might be one of our trellises or the gardens or by the sheep pasture, or by the fountain. And as long as our wedding coordinators know in advance where to set up, we can make that work. So we do have 2 on-site dedicated wedding coordinators who work with couples from the time they sign their wedding agreement with us up until the day of, and even sometimes a little bit of time afterwards, but kind of making sure all of the details that need to be arranged and planned for take place, just like any other wedding venue would provide. And we spend a lot of time up front with vendors. We, you know, make sure we understand the agenda and the expectations of the couple as they move from one time of the day to the next, or even over multiple days if they're staying for a weekend.
Your people are great there too. Everybody is so helpful and so gracious. It's just really, I think, you know, when you turn in from the main road, it's still a 2-lane road. You turn in and you come up that driveway. It's like, oh, this is like kind of breathe. It's like, this is going to be great. And it always is, because your people are so much, they're so great to work with, all of you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So yeah, that's the hospitality of the B&B coming through, and all of our staff is, you know, really here to make the day perfect for the couple and the families, and also make everything work well with the vendors. We're your partners, right? So all the pieces need to come together. I always think about it, a wedding as a bit of a stage production.
Absolutely.
You have one shot to get it right. It's going to start on time. It's the show must go on, so to speak. So, you know, we work together and again, do a lot of work in advance to make sure we've thought about, you know, the plan A's and the plan B's and really understand the details. So there's, you know, no surprises. Yeah.
Mary, how many people can actually stay at the Wolverton? How many? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. No, we have a total of 14 guest rooms.
Oh, wow.
And so we can sleep up to 32 guests. There are 8 rooms in the manor house, more traditional style guest rooms. Some are, you know, you're just a quaint bed and bath, either a queen or a double bed with a bathroom. All the rooms have their own baths. And then our suites are a little bit larger. They have jetted tubs and they have fireplaces, and the cottages have outdoor seating and some indoor seating and refrigerators. And then we do have 2 rooms that are larger and have accommodations for up to 4 people each room. So, yeah, there's a nice variety of you know, lodging.
Yeah. I think for couples that, you know, that I talk to for your place, I think that notion that you come in a couple of days ahead of time and it really is a destination wedding right in New Jersey, because you're so far away from I don't know, from bustle and crazy life, you're there, you're in the country, it's beautiful, you've got sheep, you've got all kinds of interesting places to explore. And I think, you know, for a lot of our micro wedding people, they don't want to just go to the park and get married and go home, you know, like you just paid your taxes and now you're done. It's really a very nice way to navigate that and have a little bit of a getaway, you know, that really is so pretty and so personal and lovely. And there's a lot to do in that area. I think it's really perfect.
It is a great location, Celia. You're absolutely right. Not only the surrounding towns, the historic towns of Lambertville and New Hope and Bridgetown. So guests coming in can keep themselves busy. Even just some bike rides along the towpath
the towpath is great for the bike riding. Right. It's fabulous.
It is. It's great. But I also just wanted to mention that going back to the wedding venues, you know, with the addition of the barn, not only do we have so many different outdoor spaces to utilize and the ceremony part, but also for the lawn games and the picnic or a rehearsal dinner the night before, you know, or the fire pit where you can kind of casually hang out. But the barn is designed with a lot of utility for indoor and outdoor spaces on the first floor and on the second floor, plus the full kitchen and full on-site catering. So those are some really exciting new additions that one, allow us for kind of like the backup indoor rain plan if you do want to have an outdoor event entirely, but some people want a mix of outdoor ceremony, but the indoor reception because they want climate control. So we did put air conditioning. We do have heat in the barn. We have lighting. We have the full kitchen and we'll also have an outdoor patio with outdoor grilling. So there are so many different ways to use the space. There's one room that's a little smaller, a little more intimate. So if you have a dinner for 20 or 15, you know, the barn would feel fairly cavernous, but this small event space would feel really cozy and beautiful. And it has a handmade stone fireplace that we just finished up. So, you know, the Northridge Barn is going to really be a showcase of an interesting attraction, so to speak, in addition to the historic manor house on the property and really make it fun for people to kind of customize their event when they come here and think about where they want to be.
It's going to be fabulous. And, you know, it's so beautiful. And every time of the year, it's beautiful there. And, you know, for our little weddings, it's perfect. I'm very much looking forward to the ability to have big weddings there, too. Because it's going to be
right.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, we're blessed with this New Jersey weather, which is, you know, we have a taste of all seasons and sometimes some surprises and sometimes predictable, but it is lovely here all times of year. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. God. Yeah. I'm really excited for you because I, you know, having been an entrepreneur for a number of years, it's like, it's so exciting to see the, you know, the businesses and the properties that we love just enter into these new phases of growth. And it's like, this is going to be so fun. You know, we're excited for you.
Well, thank you. No, I appreciate that. And I think one aspect of what that thing, one thing that sort of came to realization for Mario and I, Mario's my husband, when we bought the inn is really, you know, for this area, there's still so many people in Jersey and surrounding states and towns that don't know we're here.
Yeah, so, it's true.
You know, we've got to push your podcast far and wide and, you know, for all these beautiful little towns and not only in Stockton, but some of the other places that you visit around New Jersey, you know, so many pretty little places. But this is a really fun discovery when guests come here and they might come here for an overnight and then say, maybe, you know, some of them thinking about my so-and-so's wedding, you know, my daughter.
Yeah, it's sweet.
Wedding, it's nice to make those connections.
It's a great discovery. It really is. And you've done such a beautiful job with it. It's very exciting. It really is.
Well, thank you. It's been fun and our, you know, guests appreciate the history, which is an aspect of being here that you can't miss, whether it's in our town or in, you know, again, Bucks County and Lambertville, this whole part of New Jersey. So tied into the Revolution and, you know, George Washington and so many different activities here that go way back, that it's worth preserving for sure.
Oh, it's definitely a destination and still a little bit undiscovered gem, but probably not for very long.
Probably. Yeah, no, there's a balance there. There is a balance, but it is still a place where you can have an intimate ceremony. You can feel a little bit far away, but not so far. So when people are traveling, most places in Jersey, you can get to one of the airports and not too far of a drive, right? So logistically getting here is, it's somewhat convenient for people traveling from multiple areas. So we do have sometimes couples who are coming home, but their families are in a couple of different locations. So they
can that's true.
To stay and enjoy, like you said, enjoy the getaway, enjoy the weekend.
It's true. Yeah. I didn't realize that you had that many sleeping rooms. That's a really great thing for me to know too, because we have people that, I can place 200 people in a heartbeat, but 30 people, that's a little bit harder, they want to have something that really expresses, there's a reason that you pick a micro wedding. And sometimes it's economical, but sometimes it's just your personality. And, I feel like every detail on those more intimate, the micros, every detail really matters, because those are like the closest people to you, and you want to have a certain kind of vibe. And I think that is so evident it's always so evident there.
Yeah, I am seeing over the last couple of years, we receive a lot of inquiries for small weddings. And there'll be even more now that we have a little bit more indoor space with the barn, facility being available. And we love working with smaller groups. And like you said, we have the ability to give them full attention to the special aspects of the wedding that are important to them, and the special people that they want to have with them. So we do those, we'll do weddings any day of the week. We focus more of our attention on the larger weddings on the weekends, but people can contact us through the website or by phone or by chat, whatever, by email, whatever's convenient. And usually every, client is handled on a case-by-case basis. So there's for us, it's always a new opportunity to customize an event that works for the couple, what their vision is.
Excellent.
It's really a fun way to start.
It really is. And as we mentioned, there are sheep. Yes.
Yeah. There's sheep. Great photo ops. Yeah. Get married. That's have right. A weekend wedding at the Wolverton Inn. And, so many great places around there. You know, I always loved Lambertville.
So fun.
Went to the Playhouse. You can go to they have fireworks one night a week, the French Town, the riding the bikes on the towpath. It's great there. It's just so beautiful. It's such a getaway.
Yeah, it's great. It is. It's a very, very pretty, very special part of New Jersey. And again, right along the river, this time of year, you can see the river from the Wolverton. We're right up the hill from, Route 29 and the Delaware River. So it's right there.
It's cool. It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent. Listen, it was great to talk to you. I always get excited when somebody calls me and we're going to be at the Wolverton. It's like, oh God, you're going to have such a good time. You're just going to have, it's going to be great. So it's nice to hear that you've got all these fantastic plans coming up, and everything's going to, I know, be done in a beautiful, tasteful, glorious way. And we're very excited to be working with you. It's very fun.
Well, thank you, Celia and Andrea. Thank you again for the opportunity to be on your podcast and to speak to your clients and future clients through this venue. And I look forward to working with you. We've got a lot of things on the books this year, so I'm sure we'll see you a few times.
Excellent. Excellent.
Thank you for joining us. I want to tell the listeners that we will be putting a link to the Wolverton Inn's website and to their Instagram site on our social media sites, New Jersey Wedding Podcast. So you can just click on them and go right to the Wolverton Inn and check them out. Maybe take a weekend and get away and stay there and check out the area and book your wedding. So thank you so much, Mary, for joining us today.
Yes, thank you again. And a great idea, a weekend getaway, sort of try on the Wolverton, have some breakfast.
Yeah.
Good night. Yeah. Sleep. Yes.
Do it.
Been
Do
done
it.
Before, and it's a wonderful opportunity. So thank you for mentioning that.
Oh, you're very welcome. Listen, you have a wonderful, wonderful spring. And we're going to see you next month. Yay.
We'll see you soon. Take care. Okay, bye-bye. Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast is brought to you by Andrea Pertel, owner of For This Joyous Occasion Officiating Services, serving all of New Jersey.
And this is Celia Milton from NJ Vows Now. We cover North Jersey and we help our couples vow to be different.